Like fans of the fantasy video game Nier huddle around a screen to watch their friend ward off monsters and robots to rescue a princess, members of a string quintet huddle around sheet music plucking and bowing the soundtrack of that video game. The concert is the brainchild of senior music student Brittany Young of Owensboro. She says she found a way to bring together her two passions, music and video games.
I just was like, you know, maybe I should try to get a small ensemble together. I feel like I can arrange a little bit.
Young says there's one game that inspires her more than any other.
It's almost like subliminal messaging, how the music gets incorporated within the video game. And I thought for the longest time, Koji Kondo, the composer of a lot of the Legend of Zelda games, had really good use, like main tools for success in the video game were instruments, and it was just really cool to see that all incorporated.
Young partnered with classmate Colton Burge for the concert. They say their song list shows an evolution in the music. The Legend of Zelda, for instance. Its original 8-bit soundtrack goes a little something like this. Fast forward 10 years and it sounds more like this. Now fast forward again to 2013. Burge says living through that transition of video game music quality is what makes this concert so much fun, and he wants the audience to experience that effect.
You don't focus quite as much on the dialogue in video games, you're focusing more on the action, and the music has to match that. While all that's going on, this music's going on in the background, and if you're not paying attention, it's just noise. But when you actually take the time to listen to it, you discover that it's this very dense and emotionally gripping experience.
The concert features brass, woodwind, strings, and percussion instruments. The two knew they wouldn't be able to get the copyrights for the music, so instead chose to decipher it just through listening. After more than 30 hours of transposing and preparation, they had their score. Even though Burge and Young are tight-lipped about most of the concert's music, they do offer up their favorites. After Zelda, Burge plucks out the Pokemon theme on the piano, which is his favorite. Young, who plays the violin, says the music from Nier, which we heard the quintet practicing a moment ago, really affected her as a musician.
It just has a lot of emotion into the storyline. And at the very end of the game, it's just very, very touching, and I added in a string quintet piece to part of the music that was in the background and everything. That was a little unexpected.
Young says the video game generation is reaching an age where they will have more input on what music is played. And for them, influences are no longer just classical composers.
It's still kind of like a hush-hush thing in the music industry. At the same time, you get this very large fan base of devoted players who want to hear this kind of thing, and within the past few years there's been like a crazy demand for it.
Burge and Young say they aren't sure if they'll pursue a career composing video games, but they are certain they will be a major part of their musical identity for a long time to come. For WKMS News, I'm John Walker.